Blessings, friends. Pastor Nick here today. We are continuing with our study in the book of Jonah. Jonah is our Nesting with Jesus reading currently. We're up to chapter number 4 today. We'll be wrapping up with the book today. Tonight, I'm about to head over to the chapel and we'll have a time of prayer and lifting up and others who are in need, some intercessory prayer and some supplication for our own specific needs as we give them over to Jesus. And then we'll open up the Word and we'll ask questions. People have opportunity to speak and share and things that they may have seen that they would like to share or questions they may have about something that they read. We don't always have a wrap on things, that's for sure, but we do want a word on what we're doing, and that's what we're here to seek. That's what we're here to help you with. It's a regular thing. Sometimes when you give an explanation on something, and maybe you were overly confident in a particular area or a thing, and they look at you as if you've got it all figured out. And I always like to encourage people to recognize, look, we don't have a wrap on this, but we do have a word on it. And that's what we want every aspect of our life to be rooted and the result of our intimacy and fellowship and abiding and being connected to the Lord Jesus Christ, being fed by His revelation of Himself, His living, abiding Word, that His Word, the Word of Christ, the Word of His grace may have free reign in us, that it may dwell richly and influence every aspect of our life, that the Spirit of God, the very presence of the Holy Spirit, that it fills us to an overflow and influences every dynamic of our life, that we need the unction and power of the Spirit so that it can empower us to do the work and be the witness that God has called us to be, and the understanding of the revelation, the Word of God, so that we can know Him. We can know who we are. We can have a standard by which we walk and live and discern and judge and do what He's called us to do. We need both the Spirit and the Scriptures. We need unction and we need understanding to influence every facet of our life. There's a saying I like to remind myself often on, and that is, what God says about a thing is more important than the thing itself. That is so beautifully illustrated when the Lord fed His people in the wilderness manna. The Bible says that man is not to live on bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. God gave the children of Israel manna from heaven and provided for them for those 40 years in the wilderness. And He said He did it to keep them humble, to humble them, to teach them how to seek Him. And what God said about the manna was more important than the manna itself. What do I mean? What did He say about it? How to collect the manna, how much manna to collect, when to collect it and not to collect it. God told them that they were to collect enough for a household on each day minus one day, the Sabbath day. And if they collected more than they needed on each day, each morning, what would happen? The extra that they collected would rot, would go to waste. They would lose it all. But if they would trust Him and take what they needed, He would make it work. And then on the sixth day, He gave them permission to take in for 2 days to have enough for the Sabbath day. And that extra that they collected on the sixth day would not rot what they had on the sixth day, nor the following day. So He was basically teaching them that what He says about something is more important than the thing itself. And that is where we see in this book of Jonah that Jonah brings up a point in chapter number 4. He says this, now after a national awakening that took place in Nineveh, that the nation humbled themselves before God. They pleaded. They bowed their hearts. They bowed their bodies. They were at the mercy of the Lord. Whatever God chose to do, of course, they longed for Him to relent from bringing this proclaimed judgment toward them. But they were at His mercy. They believed this message from God, and they believed that He was going to do exactly what He said He was going to do. And as a result, it cut them. It pierced their heart, and it affected their life. It affected their lifestyle, and they humbled themselves. They called for a fast. They put on sackcloth. All these pictures are saying that we're willing to give up the natural to see a supernatural work of God in their nation. And God did. God relented. God turned back His wrath. This great awakening takes place. And then we see Jonah, that picture of that other brother, not the one who went and lived in wasteful living and gave himself over to women and lewd living, wasted all his livelihood and the livelihood of his inheritance that his father gave him that was his. Yet he wasted it all, and he decided he was coming back home. And when the father saw him, he ran to him. He clothed him, put sandals on his feet, put a ring on his finger, and threw this great feast for everyone, for his son who was lost had been found. He had come home, and they celebrated. But the other brother, the brother who stayed, the brother who didn't leave, the brother who actually made life all about him too, said, "You've never done this for me, and I've given my entire life to serve you." Well, it sounds like the other brother was really doing what he was doing for himself, not as much for his father. So now here he is. He's not working out in the field, and he's not joining the family in the celebration. Well, here's Jonah. Jonah did the exact same thing. He proclaimed this message. He let the people respond, and he slips out of town, gets up on the hill, stages himself, and just sits and watches. He's not celebrating with them. He's not working for the Lord at this point in time. He's not laboring, and he's not loving on people, because Jonah's heart is reaping what Jonah sowed all that time that Jonah gave himself to worthless things. And it says this, "But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry. So he prayed to the Lord, and he said, 'Ah, Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore I fled previously to Tarshish. For I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live.'" What a puzzling man. What? Here he is, who was swallowed up by the sea, a man who was swallowed up by a great fish, got right with God when his soul was overwhelmed and faint and the affliction had covered him up. He cries out to God. God delivers him, sends him with a message. He does what God asked him to do. But you see, all that previous time that Jonah had been sowing corrupted seed in his life, bad seed in his life, when God came to him and gave this word to him, we don't see it in chapter 1, but we see it in chapter 4, that Jonah dialogued with the Lord. And in a way, we said, "Isn't it exactly what I said?" What did he say? He said, "When I was still in my country, I know you're gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm." But what Jonah was saying to this to God, "What I said is more important than what you said to me." Jonah is saying, "I told you so. That my word has more authority than your word, God." And he is simply, I believe,